Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Lady Rogue by Jen Bennett. Read by Jesse Valinsky and Jonathan Todd Ross. Journal of Richard Fox, June 18, 1937. Budapest, Kingdom of Hungary. Jean-Bernard and I left Munich early this morning to sunshine and outstanding views of the mountains. Was so full of fine drink and finer oysters at lunch that I slept through Vienna stop. Orient Express never fails to impress. Arrived in Budapest just in time to make my meeting with Mr. George Rothwild, a Hungarian aristocrat who commanded troops for the wrong side during the war. Odd fellow. No sense of humor. Lots of money, though. Enough to hoard a collection of items once owned by the object of his obsession. Vlad the Third. Better known as Vlad Dracula, son of the dragon, or Vlad Tepes, the impaler, the brutal medieval tyrant who impaled his enemies alive. Hell of a guy to obsess over. Obsessed he is, though. Rothwild's home looks like a medieval torture chamber. Weapons, iron spikes, racks. Just being there made me feel queasy. Or perhaps that was all the oysters I ate earlier? As for the job, it's a strange one. Rothwild wants me to verify the authenticity of a grotesque item in his collection. A ring of bone that once belonged to Vlad Dracula. Rothwild claims he acquired the ring in a private sale. Some collector in Bucharest parted with it the day before he died, conveniently.